Unit 1. You can write poetry. Lesson 3. Say it in 3.
Here is a very old poem. Do you like it? From all directions, winds bring petals of cherry into the Grebe Lake. Matsuo Basho, 1644 to 1694. This is a haiku. Haiku is an old form of Japanese poetry. Usually, haikus are about nature. Often they're about a particular season. They do not tell a story, as some poems do. A haiku is just a description of a scene. The Japanese poet said, "Haiku is simply what is happening in this place at this moment." Haiku follows a pattern. It always has three lines. Each line has a set number of syllables. What's a syllable? A syllable is a part of a word that you pronounce without interruption. The word red, for example, has one syllable. The word middle has two syllables, middle. The word syllable has three syllables, syllable. The first line of a haiku has five syllables. The middle line has seven syllables. The last line has five syllables again. Let's look at the 5-7-5 pattern of haiku. Here it is with the syllables clearly shown. From all directions, winds bring petals of cherry into the Grebe Lake. Here is another example of haiku. Old dark sleepy pool. Quick, unexpected frog goes. Plop, water splashes.
Project. Fill in the blanks. As a class, think of words that describe things. Weight, age, size, temperature, feelings, and color. Then think of words that describe how things move. Make lists of these words on the blackboard. In small groups, choose one of the poems below. Next, ask your group mates for words to fill in the blanks. Some lines are easy. You can use only one type of word. For these blanks, say, "I need a..." In some blanks, you can use one type of word or another type of word. For these blanks, say, "I need either a..." or a... Some lines have two blanks. For these lines, say, "I need both a and a." On a piece of paper, write down a word for each blank. Read the poem to your group. Fill in the blanks with the words on the paper. Do some of the poems sound funny?